Hi, this is Peter Kane from Lucid. I'm with Mark Michaels, one of our guest writers in the website. Mark, just wanted to speak to you about an article you've written for us. It's called People Are People.
Yep, thanks, Peter.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you tell us a little bit about the article, Mark?
Okay, well, it's something that I kind of always think about when I'm going into marketing activities. It's really important that we don't get lost in the sort of jungle of technical jargon and we sort of think about who we're targeting, right? And we say targeting all the time. We think about who we're going to have a campaign with. It's all very military in terms of our language. And we kind of forget that we're actually talking to people, just like you and me. Mm. And we're people, and people, you know, have their own needs and foibles and weaknesses and strengths or whatever, and we kind of forget about it sometimes. You know, we get stuck in our little ivory towers doing our planning. You know, that's another military word. And we really should think about the people we're talking to and treat them as if we're, you know, actually talking to them face to face. So sometimes you might be using technical jargon or strange words that you wouldn't use if you were actually in front of someone. Sometimes your marketing, the way you're writing, might be a bit too formal. It might not actually work and sound right to a person's ear, that you just wouldn't do if you were doing face-to-face. So you need to think about your marketing activity as if you were a salesman actually there in front of them trying to close the deal. And sometimes that gets lost in the way we do things nowadays, because we're just not connected to people. We're looking at people from the point of view of the data we might collect on them. We look at people in terms of the research we might undertake. We're a bit too divorced from that. I used to read about people who really kept it simple. They would go out, they would see what their customers were doing. They would actually, you know, these are successful businessmen who really understood what the people they were trying to sell to needed. And that's what marketing's about. It's about fulfilling people's needs, but profitably.
Okay. Mark, before we finish off, do you have any tips that people should keep in mind when either reading the article or having heard your audiobook?
Yeah, it's really important to remember that marketing is just applied psychology, and psychology is about the study of people. So, you know, when you're sitting there and you're reading something and you're going through it and thinking about, well, does this make sense? Try to read it like a human being would. Read it out loud and think about, well, does that make sense to me? Would I understand that?
Thanks for that, Mark. That was excellent. For Mark's article, have a look on our guest writers. Mark's been with the direct industry for 25 years. He's writing a personal capacity for solely for Lucid. He's currently Director of Evaluation and Digital Research Marketing at Central Office of Information, COI. Thanks.